الدرس الخامس عشر.
Lesson 15.
المدرس.
The teacher.
يا ياسر، إنك غبت أسبوعين كاملين.
You were absent for two whole weeks.
إن تغب بعد هذا تفصل.
If you are absent again, you will be dismissed.
فإن اللائحة تنص على أنه من يغب أكثر من أسبوعين يطوى قيده.
The rule states that anyone who is absent for more than two weeks is to be dismissed.
ياسر، لن أغيب بعد هذا إن شاء الله.
I will not be absent again if Allah wills.
المدرس.
The teacher.
كم مرة قلت لي هكذا؟
How many times have you said that to me?
ياسر، ما كنت أغيب إلا بعذر.
I wasn't absent without an excuse.
المدرس.
The teacher.
مهما يكن العذر، فلن يقبل بعد الآن.
Whatever the excuse is, it will not be accepted from now on.
يدخل النعمان.
النعمان enters.
من جاء متأخرا فلا يدخل حتى يستأذن.
Whoever comes late shouldn't enter until he seeks permission.
النعمان. أنا آسف.
I am sorry.
رأيتك مشغولة.
I saw that you were busy.
فدخلت حتى لا أشغلك.
So I entered so as not to disturb you.
يدخل المراقب.
The supervisor enters.
المراقب.
The supervisor.
هاؤم إعلانا مهمة.
This is an important announcement.
هذه خمسة كتيبات مفيدة تحوي قصصا إسلامية.
These are five useful booklets that include Islamic stories.
فمن يقرأها ويجب عن الأسئلة الواردة في آخرها.
Whoever reads them and answers the questions mentioned at their end.
فله جائزة.
Will have a prize.
فمن أراد أن يشترك في هذه المسابقة فليسجل اسمه عندي.
Whoever wants to participate in this competition, let him register his name with me.
إبراهيم، يا شيخ، لا نجدك في مكتبك في كثير من الأحيان.
شيخ، we don't find you in your office most of the time.
المراقب.
The supervisor.
إن لم تجدوني في مكتبي، فستجدونني في مكتب المدير.
If you don't find me in my office, you will find me in the principal's office.
يا فضيلة الشيخ، إن عبد الله في مكتبي.
O eminent Sheikh, Abdullah is in my office.
إن اعتذر إليك، أفتسمح له بالدخول؟
If he apologizes to you, will you let him in?
المدرس، نعم.
The teacher, yes.
يخرج المراقب.
The supervisor leaves.
يا أحمد.
O Ahmed,
اقرأ الآية الواردة في الدرس.
Read the verse mentioned in the lesson.
أحمد، بعد الاستعاذة والبسملة.
After استعاذة, meaning seeking Allah's refuge from Satan, and بسملة, meaning starting with mentioning the name of Allah.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تنصروا الله ينصركم ويثبت أقدامكم.
O you who believe, if you help Allah, He will help you and make your foothold firm.
محمد، سبع. إبراهيم، لماذا جزمت الأفعال الواردة في هذه الآية يا فضيلة الشيخ؟
Why were the verbs mentioned in this ayat majzoom, O eminent Shaykh?
المدرس.
The teacher.
إن.
إن, meaning if.
أداة شرط تجزم فعلين
is a conditional article that renders two verbs مجزوم.
نحو
as in
إن تجتهد تنجح.
If you work hard, you will succeed.
إن تذهب إلى السوق أذهب معك.
If you go to the market, I will come with you.
ويسمى الأول فعل الشرط.
The first is called the verb of شرط, meaning the conditional verb.
والآخر جواب الشرط.
And the other is called the verb of جواب, meaning the apodosis verb.
وفي الآية الكريمة
In the glorious ayah,
فعل الشرط تنصر
The verb of شرط is
تنصر
meaning you help.
وجوابه ينصر
And the جواب is
ينصر
meaning he will help.
والفعل
And the verb
يثبت
Arabic meaning he will make firm.
معطوف على ينصر
is coupled with
ينصر أرجو أن تكونوا قد فهمتم
I hope that you understood
أتستطيع أن تذكر آية أخرى تحوي إن يا ياسر
Can you mention another ayah that contains إن ياسر
ياسر
Yes, with the help of Allah
قال تعالى
Allah the Most High said,
وَإِن تَعُودُوا نَعُدْ
If you return, meaning to the attack, we shall return.
المدرس
The teacher
أحسنت
Well done.
أيمكنك أن تذكر آية أخرى يا نعمان؟
Can you mention another ayah, نعمان؟
النعمان نعم بعون الله
Yes, with the help of Allah.
قال تعالى
Allah, the Most High, said, meaning quoting Noah,
وَإِلَّا تَغْفِرْ لِي وَتَرْحَمْنِي أَكُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ
If you do not forgive me and have mercy on me, I shall be among the losers.
المدرس
The teacher
ما شاء الله
This is an Arabic expression of pleasure, joy, or satisfaction.
إلا هنا أصلها إن ولا النافية.
إلا here is originally
إن
and
ولا النافية. أحمد أثمة أدوات أخرى تجزم فعلين يا أستاذ؟
Are there any other articles that render two verbs مجزوم, sir?
المدرس
The teacher
نعم
Yes
إن حرف وهناك عشرة أسماء تجزم فعلين
إن is an article. There are 10 words that render two verbs
أهمها
The most important of them are
من
Meaning whoever.
نحو
As in
فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ
Whoever does an atom's weight of good shall see it.
الزلزلة سبعة ما
Meaning whatever.
نحو
As in
وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهُ
And whatever good you do Allah knows it.
البقرة 197 متى
Meaning when.
نحو
As in
متى تسافر أسافر
I will travel. When you travel
أين
Meaning where.
نحو
As in
أين تسكن أسكن
Where you live I will live.
وكثيرا ما تلحقها ما
It's often connected with the additional ما
الزائدة للتوكيد
For توكيد
نحو
As in
أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت
Wherever you may be, death will overtake you.
النساء 78 أي
meaning any
نحو
as in
أي معجم نجد في المكتبة نشتره
any dictionary we will find in the bookstore we will buy
مهما
meaning whatever
نحو
as in
مهما تقل نصدق
whatever you say we believe
افهموا هذا الدرس جيدا فمن فهم هذا الدرس فقد فهم دروسا كثيرة
understand this lesson well for whoever understands this lesson will understand many lessons
لي درس إضافي هذا المساء
I have an additional lesson this evening
فمن أراد أن يستفيد فليحضر
whoever wants to benefit can attend
ومن لم يحضر فليس بملوم
and whoever doesn't attend will not be blamed
أحمد كلنا سيحضر إن شاء الله
All of us will attend if Allah wills.
المدرس
The teacher
متى تأتون؟
When will you come?
أحمد متى تأتي نأتي؟
Whenever you come, we'll come.
المدرس
The teacher
سآتي الساعة الرابعة إن شاء الله.
I'll come at 4 o'clock if Allah wills.
أحمد في أي فصل نجلس؟
In which classroom shall we sit?
المدرس
The teacher
أي فصل نجد خاليا نجلس فيه؟
Any classroom that we find empty we will sit in.
أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية.
Answer the following questions.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
واحد.
One.
في كل فقرة مما يأتي جملتان. اجعل فعل الأولى شرطا وفعل الأخرى جوابه مستعملا إن.
Each of the following examples contains 2 sentences. Combine them using
in
and make the necessary changes.
2. في كل فقرة مما يأتي جملتان اجعل فعل الأولى شرطا وفعل الأخرى جوابه مستعملا أداة الشرط المذكورة بين القوسين.
Each of the following examples contains 2 sentences. Combine them using the conditional word given in brackets and make the necessary changes.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
1. أدخل الفاء على جواب الشرط في الجمل الآتية إذا كان ذلك واجبا واذكر السبب
Add
فاء
to the جواب wherever necessary in the following sentences and explain why it should be added.
2.
تأمل
المثال ثم كون جملا على غراره مستعينا بالعبارات الآتية.
Learn the examples, then form sentences accordingly with the help of the following phrases. Each of the following examples contains 2 sentences. Combine them using the lam al-amr as explained in the first example and make the necessary changes. 3.
عين أداة الشرط والشرط وجوابه في كل جملة مما يأتي ضع خطا واحدا تحت أداة الشرط وخطين تحت الشرط وثلاثة خطوط تحت جواب الشرط. وإذا كان الجواب مقترنا بالفاء فاذكر السبب.
Draw one line under the conditional word, two under the shart, and three under the jawab in the following examples. If the jawab has taken, explain why it has taken it.
4.
هات
عشرة أمثلة للشرط والجواب على أن يكون الجواب في كل واحد منها على النحو التالي.
Give 10 examples of shart with the following as their jawab.
5.
أدخل
كلا من أدوات الشرط الآتية في جملة مفيدة.
Use each of the following conditional articles in a sentence of your own.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
1. حول كم الاستفهامية فيما يلي إلى كم الخبرية.
Change
كم الاستفهامية
to
كم الخبرية
in the following sentences.
2.
حول
كم الخبرية في الجمل الآتية إلى كم الاستفهامية.
Change
كم الخبرية
to
كم الاستفهامية
in the following sentences.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
1. اطرأ الجمل الآتية مع ضبط الأفعال الواقعة بعد حتى وتعيين معنى حتى.
Specify the meaning of
حتى
in each of the following sentences and vocalize the verb following it.
2.
تأمل
المثال ثم كون جملا على غراره مستعينا بالعبارات الآتية.
Make sentences using
حتى
on the pattern of the example with the help of the verbs given below.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
صغر الأسماء الآتية.
Form the diminutive of each of the following nouns.
واذكر وزن كل منها بعد التصغير.
Then mention their patterns after diminution.
تمارين عام.
General questions.
1. هات مضارع الأفعال الآتية.
Write the مضارع of each of the following verbs.
2.
هات
مضارع الأفعال الآتية.
Write the مضارع of each of the following verbs. 3.
هات جمع الأسماء الآتية.
Give the plural of each of the following nouns.
Review.
In this lesson, we learned the following. 1. In the previous lesson, we have been introduced to shart. We will learn more about it in this lesson. Another very important word denoting shart is
in.
It means if. For example,
إن تذهب أذهب.
If you go, I will also go. Note that both of the verbs, meaning in the shart and the jawab, are majzum. That is why
in
and its sisters, which we will shortly meet, are called
أدوات الشرط الجازمة,
meaning conditional words which render the verb مجزوم. Here are some more examples.
إن تأكل طعاماً فاسداً تمرض.
If you eat rotten food, you will fall sick.
إن تنصر الله ينصركم ويثبت أقدامكم.
If you help Allah, He will help you and make your foothold firm. Quran, chapter 47, verse 7.
وَإِلَّا تَغْفِرْ لِي وَتَرْحَمْنِي أَكُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ.
If you do not forgive me and have mercy on me, I shall surely be among the losers. Quran, chapter 11, verse 47. Here,
إِلَّا
is equivalent to
إِنْ لَا.
Here are the other words belonging to
أدوات الشرط الجازمة.
1.
من.
He who. For example.
فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره.
Whoever does an atom's weight of good shall see it. Quran, chapter 99, verse 7. 2.
ما.
That which. For example.
وما تفعل من خير يعلمه الله.
And whatever good you do, Allah knows it. Quran, chapter 2, verse 197. 3.
متى.
Whenever. For example.
متى تسافر أسافر.
Whenever you travel, I will also travel. 4.
أين.
Wherever. For example.
أين تسكن أسكن.
Wherever you stay, I will also stay. An extra
ما
is often added to
أين
for emphasis. For example.
أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت.
Wherever you may be, death will overtake you. Quran, chapter 4, verse 78. Footnote number 1. The verb of shart in this ayah is madli. This will be dealt with later in this lesson. 5.
أيّ.
Whichever. For example.
أي معجم نجده في المكتبة نشتريه.
Whichever dictionary we find in the bookshop, we will buy it. 6.
مهما.
Whatever. For example.
مهما تقل نصدقك.
Whatever you say, we believe you. The tense of the shart and jawab verbs. A. Both of them may be mudara. For example,
وَإِن تَعُودُ نَعُدْ.
And if you return to the attack, we also shall return. Quran, chapter 8, verse 19. In this case, both the verbs should be majzum. B. Both of them may be mildly, but the meaning is future. For example,
وَإِنْ عُدْتُمْ عُدْنَا.
And if you return, we shall also return. Quran, chapter 17, verse 8. Footnote number 1. The meaning is, if you return to sins, we shall return to punishment. Allah says this to the Jews. The madli is mabni, so the conditional words do not affect any change in them. C. The first may be madli, and the second mudara. For example,
من كان يريد حرث الآخرة نزد له في حرثه.
Whoever desires the harvest of the hereafter, we give him increase in its harvest. Quran, chapter 42, verse 20. In this case, the second verb is majzum. D. The first may be mudara, and the second maadi. For example,
من يقم ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه.
Whoever stands up offering salah on the night of Qadr with faith and hope of reward, his past sins will be forgiven him. Footnote number 2. Hadith reported by Bukhari,
Kitab al-Iman
25,
and An-Nasa'i, Kitab al-Iman 22.
In this case, the first verb is majzum. When does the jawab take
fa?
We have seen in the previous lesson two of the situations in which the jawab al-shart should take fa. Here are the other situations. 3. If the jawab al-shart is a jamid verb. Footnote number 3. A jamid verb
al-fi'lu al-jamidu
is one which has only one form, like
laysa, asa.
These verbs have no mudara or amr. For example,
من غشنا فليس منا.
Whoever deceives us is not one of us. Footnote number 1.
Hadith reported by Muslim. Kitab al-Iman 164.
4. If the verb in the jawab is preceded by
قد.
For example,
وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا.
Whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has indeed achieved a great success. Quran, chapter 33, verse 71. 5. If the verb in the jawab is preceded by the negative,
مَا.
For example,
مهما تكن الظروف فما أكذب.
Whatever may be the circumstances, I don't lie. 6. If the verb in the jawab is preceded by the
لن.
For example,
من لبس الحرير في الدنيا فلن يلبسه في الآخرة.
Footnote number 2. Hadith reported by Bukhari.
Kitab al-Libas, meaning the book of clothing.
25. Whoever puts on silk as clothing in this world will not put it on in the hereafter. 7. If the verb in the jawab is preceded by
seen,
for example,
إن تسافر فسأسافر.
If you travel, I will also travel. 8. If the verb in the jawab is preceded by
سوف.
For example,
وإن خفتم عيلة فسوف يغنيكم الله من فضله إن شاء.
And if you fear poverty, Allah will enrich you, if He wills, out of His bounty. Quran, chapter 9, verse 28. 9. If the verb in the jawab is preceded by
كأنما,
as if. For example,
أنه من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا.
That whoever kills a human being for other than murder or corruption in the earth, it is as if he has killed all mankind.
Quran, chapter 5, verse 35.
If the jawab al-shart has
fa,
the mudari' verb therein is not majzum. See numbers 5, 6, and 8 above. In this case, the whole jawab al-shart is said to be in the place of jazm.
في محل الجزم.
2. We have learnt the word
كم,
how many, in book 1. For example,
كم كتابا عندك,
how many books do you have? Here,
كم
is used to ask a question, so it is called
كم الاستفهامية,
the interrogative كم. But if I say
كم كتاب عندك,
it means how many books do you have? Here I am not asking you a question. I am wondering at the great number of books you have. So it is called
كم الخبرية,
the predicative كم. The points in which
كم الاستفهامية
and
كم الخبرية
differ from each other. A. The تمييز of
كم الاستفهامية
is always singular and it is منصوب. Footnote number 1.
التمييز
is the noun that comes after
كم
to specify what, how many, denotes. This word is fully dealt with in lesson 30. The تمييز of
كم الخبرية
may be singular or plural. It is مجرور. It may be preceded by
من.
For example,
كم كتاب عندك, كم كتب عندك, كم من كتاب عندك.
It is better to avoid the construction
كم كتب عندك.
B. Each of the two types of
كم
has its own intonation in speech and its own punctuation mark in writing. For example, question mark or exclamation mark. Here are some more examples of
كم الخبرية, كم نجم في السماء,
how many stars are there in the sky,
كم من فئة قليلة غلبت فئة كثيرة بإذن الله,
how many a small group has overcome a mighty host with Allah's leave. Quran, chapter 2, verse 249. 3.
حتى
has two meanings. A. Till. For example,
من جاء متأخرا فلا يدخل حتى يستأذن.
Whoever comes late should not enter till he seeks permission. Here is another example.
انتظر حتى ألبس.
Wait till I get dressed. B. So that. For example,
دخلت حتى لا أشغلك.
I entered without seeking permission so that I might not distract you. Here is another example.
أدرس اللغة العربية حتى أفهم القرآن.
I am studying Arabic so that I can understand the Quran. The mudara, which comes after
hatta,
is mansub because of a latent
an.
4.
Ha'a
is a verb noun meaning take. It is an amr. This is how it is isnaded to the other pronouns of the second person.
هَاءَ الْكِتَابَ يَا عَلِيُّ هَاءُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَا إِخْوَانُ هَاءِ الْكِتَابَ يَا آمِنَةُ هَاءُنَّ الْكِتَابَ يَا أَخَوَاتُ.
In the Quran, chapter 69, verse 19,
هَاءُمُ قَرَأُوا كِتَابِيَهُ.
Take, read my book. 5. We have been introduced to the diminutive in Book 2, Lesson 26. Here we learn more about it. The diminutive has three patterns. A.
فُعَيْلٌ.
For example,
زُهَيْرٌ.
From
زَهْرٌ. جُبَيْلٌ.
From
جَبَلٌ.
The first letter is followed by a U, or Dhamma, and the second by A-I. For example,
جَبَلٌ
becomes
جُبَيْلٌ.
B.
فُعَيْعِلٌ.
For example,
دُرَيْهِمٌ.
From
دِرْهَمٌ.
The first letter is followed by U, the second by A-I, and the third by I. For example,
dirhamun
becomes
durayhimun.
Note that the diminutive of
kitabun
is
kutayyibun,
wherein the aleph is changed to ya. C.
فُعَيْعِيلٌ.
For example,
فُنَيْجِينٌ.
From
فِنْجَانٌ.
The first letter is followed by U, the second by A-I, and the third by I. For example,
فِنْجَانٌ
becomes
فُنَيْجِينٌ.
6.
يَكُنْ تَكُنْ أكن نكن.
These four مجزوم forms of
يكون
may drop the and become
يكو تكو أكو نكو.
For example,
ولم أك بغيا,
and I was not an unchaste woman. Quran, chapter 19, verse 20.
وَقَدْ خَلَقْتُكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَمْ تَكُ شَيْئًا.
And I created you before while you were nothing. Quran, chapter 19, verse 9.
قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ.
They said, we were not among those who perform salah. Quran, chapter 74, verse 43.
فَإِن يَتُوبُوا يَكُ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ.
And if they repent, it will be better for them. Quran, chapter 9, verse 74.
وَمَن يَكُ ذَا فَمٍ مُرٍّ مَرِيضٍ يَجِدْ مُرًّا بِهِ الْمَاءَ الزُّلَالًا.
Whoever has a bitter, sickly mouth finds with it the purest fresh water, bitter. This optional omission of the noon, which is the third radical, is peculiar to
كان يكون.
7. In
ليل نهار,
day and night, two nouns have been combined into one. This combined word is مبني. The same is true of
صباح مساء,
morning and evening. We say
أعمل ليل نهارا,
I work day and night.
نعبد الله صباح مساء.
We worship Allah morning and evening.